Thank you so much for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. Daily Call began more than 4 years ago as a response to COVID and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray, the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, 26th day of the month of Sivan. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email. And yes, there is an issue with the email. We're aware of it. We're trying to figure it out why it's not going through. Please bear with us. However, the call continues each day, even if the email does not go through. So please be aware that even if you did not receive an email tomorrow, there will be a call. Please keep in mind those who we've been davening for, especially the three children, Chaya, Yael, Shoshana, Bas, Chana, Fredel, Halini, Orna, Bas, Chen, Chana, and Tinok, Ben, Chama, Devorah, may they have a refua shalema. Additionally, please keep in mind those held captive, Arvin Netanel, Ben, Sonia, Tiona in Iran, Evan Gershkovitz in Russia, and all of our brothers and sisters being held in Gaza. May they have a speedily released. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Mordechai Geiger of Beth Israel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. It will be followed by Rabbi Geiger slowly reciting the following five chapters, of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, recited both in Hebrew and English, and that will be followed by the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shavuim, and that will then be followed and concluded by the Mishaberach L'Cholim, and Rabbi Geiger will pause, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. Register and subscribe to the Daily Tehillim Call Reminder email. And again, we understand that the email has not gone through the past 2 days. We will figure it out. You can sign up any day at ou.org/Tehillim Call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Geiger.
Thank you, Herman. What an incredible success it is to be able to speak to this group, pausing everything in their day. Talk to Hashem. We have a camp here in the shul during the summer. So I asked the kids this morning, should you be asking Hashem, should you be davening, should you be requesting that you should win? You should win the relay races and all sorts of games that we're going to play today. Almost unanimously, they said no. Why not? Because it's too small. It's not important. It's not something that Hashem really should be bothered with. So I asked them, who decides who wins the game? And they all said, Hashem. So if Hashem is the one who's going to decide whether you win or not, why not ask him to get what you want? In his book, Hishtavkos HaNefesh, the famous Nathan of Breslov, the students of the legendary Rabbi Nachman, he points out that all the great people in Tanakh, they turn to Hashem to talk about everything that was on their minds, whether it's in the classical form that we pray in the mornings and the evenings, whether it's by saying Tehillim as we're about to do, or just saying what's on your mind. But there's a problem. Sometimes when we are going through challenges, when things around us seem to be quite terrible and difficult, our heart closes up and we can't find the words. We can't begin even to talk to Hashem. We're in so much pain. So how do we overcome this? Says Rabbi Nathan, focus on one good thing. Find one good thing in your life, something which is positive, something which you can be grateful for, something which maybe could make you happy. And that will open up your heart. And it's an amazing thing. I tried this, and I've done it, and it really works. But the question is why? Why is it so important, before we cry out to Hashem, before we ask for the things that we don't want to be as they are, to be changed, Why is it so important that we think about something positive, something good? I want to go on a little bit of a tangent. Don't have all the answers, but I think there's definitely something that we can think about, something to take a little bit deeper. If you look in the Gemara, in Tainus, Chabbeid Amal is 22a, it's a fascinating story where Eliyahu HaNavi is walking with somebody, the famous story, and he passes two people. And he points out to the person he's walking with, he says, these people are Bnei Alma. These people are entering into the world to come. So of course, if anybody would hear such a statement, they want to find out what is up with these people. What makes them so special? So they were asked, what do you do? And they answered, we're jesters, we're jokesters. Rashi feels the need to point out over here, what does biduchi mean? It means, Meifim umisamchem bnei adam. They were happy, they were joyous, and they made others happy and joyous. And that alone, seemingly nothing else about them, but the fact that they were happy and they made others happy, that was going to give them a place in the world to come. It's a fascinating thing. Rashi feels the need to tell us, it's not just that they made other people happy, but they themselves were happy. Because to really make someone else happy, it's nice to say a joke, it's nice to get someone to laugh a little bit. But you want to leave them with a lasting happiness. A happiness that will really change their day, will change their life, will change how they show up when they next go home and they interact with their family. That comes when you yourself are happy. When you feel a simcha, when you feel a joy, that's something which will really change someone else. But not only is this something which will get us into the next world, but the Gemara in Shabbos, 30b, Lamed Amud Beis, it says, you know how we bring Hashem's presence into this world? You know how we bring the next world into this world? There are many suggestions the Talmud has, but it comes out and it says, the only way that it happens is mitoch dvar simcha shel mitzvah, from the joy of a mitzvah. What's so special? What's so important? Why is simcha so powerful? Of course it's nice. It's good to feel happy. But what's so important, what's so special about the idea of simcha, the idea of joy? So I found in the Orchos Tzadikim, one of the classic works about character traits and midos, he says, every person needs a fence for their emuna, a fence for their faith. What is that fence? What is it that protects our faith? And he says, the answer is simcha. The answer is joy. When a person allows the troubles, the pain, the tribulations of life and the world to overwhelm and to break down the idea of simcha, the idea of joy, then everything is at risk. Our very emunah, our very faith in Hashem can be challenged. And I'm sure we can all relate. We've all seen or experienced ourselves when things become just too much and nothing seems good, suddenly everything comes into question, even our emunah, even our faith in Hashem. But if we can keep and hold on to the simcha and hold on to the joy, that is the fence. That is what keeps our emunah strong through the tough times. Two very important people in my life unfortunately passed away this year. My wife's grandfather, Yitzchak Weingarten, and a man here in the shul, Dr. Kater, both of them were Holocaust survivors. I don't have the answer. I don't know how. But even with all they went through, there was always a smile, always a twinkle in their eye, always something positive. If we can find a way to hold on to simcha, to hold on to joy, to hold on to happiness, that will protect, that will guard our emunah, that will protect our faith, that will guard our faith. So when Reb Nosson says that if I want to be able to open up my heart and cry out to Hashem, I need to find something good. I need to find something joyous. I need to find something that will bring simcha, that will bring joy into my life. Because you know what happens when I'm overwhelmed by the pain? The story I tell myself is that that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants me to be in pain.
It destroys my emunah, it destroys my faith. But the MS, the truth is that if there's pain in my life, if there's a trouble, there's a challenge, it's actually Hashem saying, I believe in you. I trust in you, because if I didn't, I wouldn't send this your way. But I want you to be my partner in making this world a better place. I would suggest, right before we begin Tehillim now, maybe we think about something positive, something that we can be grateful for, something that can make us happy. And let's work on that. Let's hold on to the simcha, the joy of life, and the emunah and the faith that Hashem is telling us when we face a hard time, when we face a challenge. Hashem is whispering to us, I'm trusting you. Tehillim Chaf, Psalm 20. Mamnatseach, Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonibim Tzorai, Yisagevcha Hashem Elohe Yaakov. Yishtachezecha Mikodesh, Mitzian Yisadeka. Yizkar Kol Minchasecha, V'lasecha Yidash Nasela. Yitein Lecha Chilovecha, V'chorotzascha Yimalei. Niranana Vishwasecha, V'shem Eloheinu Nigdol. Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. אף ידעתי כי יש יד הנה המשיכו, יענינו משמי קודשו בגבירות יש ימינו. אלה ברכב, אלה והסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר. הימו קרו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו בסודר. אדוני הושיע, המלך יעננו ויום קרנו. חף גימו, סלם 23. מזמר לדוד, אדוני רואי לו אכסר. Binos dasha yavitzeni al mi minuchos yinaleini. Nafshi yishoviv yancheni v'magli tzedek v'man shimo. Gam kelech v'gei talmoves lo irara ki ata imadi. Shivtecha mishantecha heima yinachamuni. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged tzorerai. Dishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi rivaya. אחתו וחסד ירדפוני כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לרח ימים. קכ"א 121 של המעלות, וסייני אל הערים מיין יבוא עזרי, עזרי מים אדוני עושה שמיים וארץ. היתן המותג לך, ינום שמרך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן שם ישראל, אדוני שמרך, אדוני יצלך יד ימינך. Yimam HaShemesh LeYakakov, Yireach Balayla. Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmas Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Tzeizcha V'Vuacha, Me'ata V'Ad Olam. Kuf Lamed 130, She'amalos Mamakim Kresicha Adonai. Adonai Yishma V'Kali, Tinoznecha Kashivos L'Kol Tachnunai. Im Avonos Tishmaya, Adonai Mi'yamor. Yimcha slicha leman tivarei. Yivisi Adonai kimitza nafshi v'liv baruch holti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel yisrael l'Adonai kimlanei chesed rabbei mofidus. V'hu yifdas yisrael mikol avonosav. Kuf Mem Beis 142. Maskil l'David b'yosov amaras tefilah. Kolil Adonai Ezah, Kolil Adonai Ezchanan, Eshpoch lefanav tichi, Tzorasi lefanav agir, Vesatef alai ruchi, Veatzadati nesivasi, Baruch Zalech tanu fachli, Abeitim min reiv, Hein li makir, Avavenos imeni, Indoish lenafshi, Zachte lacho Adonai Amartya, Tamachti chalki v'atzah chayim, Hakshiv ari nosi kidabos, Miod hatileni miod fak, Yamitzu imeni, הוציא ממעסקי נפשי לדעות השמך, ויחציר צדיקים כי סגמול אלוהי. אחינו קובעי סיסל הנושאים בעשרה ושבעה, ועומדים בין בים ובין בים ואשר עמקים מרחם אליהם יוצאים מצד לברכה ומאפל על אורו, ומשיבול לגולה, השבת לא בזמן קורא ונאמר אמן. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the all-present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly, and soon, let us say Amen. Mishaberach l'chalei tzahal, Mishaberach avetzina v'mitzchal Yaakov, v'yivarech es chalei tzavana ha'ganal Yisrael, v'anshei kochos ha'bitachon, ha'omdim al mishmar arzenu, v'arei Eloheinu migvol ha'levonon, v'ad mibar mitzayim, ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה באוויר והים ייתן אדוני סייבנו הקמים עלינו נגפים לפניהם הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמע ויעשה שכלינו מכל צור וצוקו ומכל נגע ומחלה ישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשי ידיהם ידבר שנינים תחתיהם ויצאים בכס ישועה וצאת ניצחון וקריאם בהם הכסוף כי אדוני אלוהיכם הולך עמכם להילחם לכם עם אויביכם להושיע אתכם ונאמר אמן Mishaberach for those in captivity. Mishaberach Avatin Rav Mitzchav Yaakov Yosef Moshe V'Aaron Dovr Shlomo Yivarech V'Yishmar V'Yintzayas Nidrei Tzalah Ganel Yisrael U'Shroyav V'Eskol Achino Hanusunim Batzara V'Shevya Ba'avur Shekol Akol HaKadosh Hazem Ispala Ba'avuram HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleyem V'yotzim Michoshech V'Tamaves U'Mosroseyem Yinatek U'Mitzukoseyem Yishyem V'Shivei Mira Lechek Mishpachoseyem יודו באדוני חסדו ונפלאו סב לבני אדם, וקיים בהם מקרא כשכסוף, ופדי אדוני ישרון ובאו צאן ברינה, שמחה סולם על ראשם ששון, ושמחה יסיגו, ונעשו יגון ואנחה, ונאמר אמן. משבח לכולם for the sick, משבח אבסינו אבי מצחב יעקב, משה ואהרון דוד ושלמה, הוא יברך וירפס. אז יש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליו, להחמיאו לאפוסו, להחזיקו, להחיוסו, וישלח בו מהירה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, ועמך יברו ושוסו הגידה בסך שחל ישראל, לפוס הנפש ופוס הגוף, השתבג עלו בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
אמן. Thank you so much, Rabbi Geiger. We look forward to having you back on the program, please God, in your Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Again, we are aware that the email has not been going through, but the call continues. Please join us again tomorrow, again, Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world.